Welcome everybody to another episode of B-Ball Central. It's your boy Iz checking back in. And I just wanted to talk about something, you know, something that's been on my mind a little bit. You know, as I'm going through, you know, Twitter or TikTok or IG, as I'm going through all these different apps, there's a lot of people giving their take on a matter, and I don't know how this idea came up, but these people are sleeping. They're disrespecting. The topic of this podcast is Kobe Bryant. Now, the slander of Kobe Bryant's name has been pretty bad. Like, pretty bad. Some people have Kobe not even top 10. So he's barely even pushing top 10. That's crazy. How can you name 10 players better than Kobe Bryant? Realistically. Like, come on now. Like, come on. Kobe is one of the greatest to ever play. Kobe is not the GOAT, of course. He's not the GOAT, but he's one of the greatest to ever play. Honestly, if Kobe's not in people's top, at least people's top five, I don't want to hit. Because what are we talking about right now? How is Kobe being Bryant barely top 10? Are we serious right now? What are we talking about right now? And a lot of people try to make the argument that Kobe's first three rings were carried by Shaq. Let me just give a little context. So the Lakers three-peated in 2000, 2001, and 2002. We all know in 2003 and 2004, they did not get it done. They separated. Whatever. If we look at the stats, the playoff stats. Mind you, this is a young Kobe, okay? Young Kobe. Playoff stats in 2000, have it right in front of me. Kobe averaged 21 points a game, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, 1.5 steals, 1.5 blocks on shooting 44.2% from the field and 34.3% from 3-point. Now, a lot of people will be like, let's look at the final stats. And I did look at the final stats. But if you remember, Jalen Rose openly admitted that he wanted to injure Kobe just so he wanted to be a threat in the series. Kobe was hurt that first year that they won. Shaq did his thing. Shaq averaged 30.7 points per game in the playoffs, 15.4 boards, 3.1 assists, 2.4 blocks, 56.6 from the field. In the finals, this is no discredit to Shaq. Shaq, most dominant player of all time. Shaq averaged in the finals 38 points per game, 16.7 rebounds, 2.3 assists, 1 steal, 2.7 blocks on 61.1 field goal percentage. If you look at these stats, Shaq is a great. Shaq is the most dominant player of all time, and the stats show. Unfortunately, in this day and age, most people that watch basketball will look at stats or look at highlights and think that they understand or know the true story of how something came to be. Yes, Shaq did go crazy that series, but Kobe was also hurt. But now let's go to 2001. In the playoffs, Kobe averaged 29.4 points a game, 7.3 rebounds, 6.1 assists, 1.6 steals on 46.9 from the field, and 32.4 from 3-point field goal. Shaq averaged 30.4 points per game, 15.4 rebounds, 3.2 assists, 2.4 blocks on 55.5% from the field goal. So, if you look at these stats, their points are almost identical. Actually, it's just 1 point off. This is prime Shaq. This is young Kobe. 2001 is not Kobe's prime. It's not even his prime, but this is a prime Shaq. And their points are almost identical. And this is in the playoffs. You can't argue that, like, at all. Of course, the rebound, Shaq's going to have more boards. He's a center. Of course, Kobe's going to have more assists. He's a guard. Like, that's just how that works. But if you look at the points, it's on the same thing, on the same level. It's literally a point difference. In 2002, in the playoffs, Kobe averaged 26.6 points per game, 5.8 rebounds, 4.6 assists, 1.4 steals, on 43.4% from the field and 37.9% from the three. Shaq averaged 28.5 points per game, 12.6 rebounds, 2.8 assists, 2.5 blocks on 52.9 field goal. Breaking down each year, they just averaged over this three-year span of which they three-peated. Besides 2000, their points have been almost identical. Shaq is leading a little bit by a point in 2001, and he's leading by 2 points in 2002. Again, prime Shaq, young Kobe. Like, and people want to make the argument, well, when Bron was winning, or when Bron was even in the playoffs or in the finals, he was leading his team in the points average and all that stuff. If you put prime Shaq on anybody, I don't care who it is. If you put prime Shaq with MJ, you telling me that prime Shaq not going to eat up? You put prime Shaq with LeBron James, you telling me prime Shaq not going to be prime Shaq? If he's the most dominant player of all time, it doesn't matter that he played with Kobe Bryant. All that matters is he's going to feast on anybody that is guarding him. No matter what team he's on, he's going stupid. Like, if you put prime Shaq with 22-year-old, 23-year-old LeBron, Shaq is going to average more points per game. If they're on the same team, of course he is. If you have a prime Shaq down low, I can just throw you the ball and let you eat. Bron can just come downhill, catch it. Shaq throwing the ball, he can lay it up. He can do that. But Shaq is going to still have a huge impact on that team. Even if this is Michael Jordan, I don't care who it is. This is prime Shaq, all right? So just because he was not the head honcho at the time does not mean that Kobe is not still a great. Like, let's not just discredit that this is the most dominant player of all time. Put him on a team with LeBron James at 22 years old, I guarantee you that he's going to average more points than LeBron. Guarantee it. Now, if we go look at 2009 and 2010, when he won two rings back-to-back without Shaq, so no more he was just robbing. This is without Shaq. He averaged 30.2 points per game, 5.3 rebounds, 5.5 assists, 1.7 steals, 45.7 field goal percentage, and 34.9% from the three. In 2009, when they played Orlando, this is as the main honcho, by the way. Then in the finals, he averaged 32.4 points per game, 5.6 boards, 7.4 assists. He averaged 32 a game. And this is not him being a Robin. I don't want to hear that excuse. This is him being the head honcho. Kobe's in his prime. Then we look at 2010. In the playoffs, he averaged 29.2 points per game, 6 boards, 5.5 assists, 1.3 steals on 45.8% from the field and 37.4% from the three. In the finals, he averaged 28.6 points per game, 8.0 rebounds, 3.9 assists. This is as a main honcho. Like, this is the leader of the team. This is the Batman. And he led them back to back. He got more rings. He has 5. Like, he has 5 rings. How is he barely top 10? How can you name that many players better than Kobe? And then people also want to argue his field goal percentage. I think for his career, he averaged like 44% from the field. If we think about it, each time Kobe shoots, what do we think about the shot he's taking? We're thinking of a fadeaway. We're thinking of a contested shot. Every time somebody has the ball and somebody is guarding them and they just tuck and they chuck up a shot, they always say what? They always say Kobe. Do you know why? Because Kobe shot tough shots. That's just who Kobe was. He shot some very tough shots. Okay. You have to look at the type of shots they're shooting and the degree of difficulty that these shots are. If I am a player like LeBron, I am 6'8", quick, athletic, all that. I can just go on. It's easy for me to go downhill and finish the ball. A lot of the times, especially when you look at LeBron, where he's most known for going downhill. MJ could go downhill. He could shoot a little bit. Wasn't the best jump shooter. Wasn't the best three-point shooter. But he can shoot. You know, he can definitely get it done from the midi very efficiently. But he also was a high flyer. His nickname is Air Jordan. Like, he was more athletic than Kobe. Kobe was very athletic when he was younger. He lost his athleticism due to a lot of injuries. However, he had to get it done differently. Kobe shot tough shots. If I shoot tough shots, that means I'm going to miss a lot more shots compared to me going downhill in the paint where I can jump higher than somebody or I can just outpower them. I can outmuscle them down there. If I'm going to shoot more contested shots, wouldn't that mean I would miss more contested shots too? And despite him shooting these tough shots, he still made a lot of these tough shots. How can you not see that? His field goal percentage is that because he's shooting tougher shots and he makes these difficult shots. That's what he's known for. That's why people will literally shoot a contested shot. They would chuck a shot up in the air and say, Kobe, you know why? Because he did it all the time and he made it a lot of times too. A lot of times. How could he not give him the credit that he deserves? How can he not be in the GOAT conversation? He's not the GOAT. MJ is still better than Kobe. Yes. LeBron, I can even put LeBron over Kobe just in terms of everything LeBron has accomplished throughout his career. But Kobe is my top three. Kobe is the greatest Laker of all time. Kobe is in that GOAT conversation. If you're the closest to the best player of all time, why would you not be in that conversation with the best player of all time? If I'm the closest ever to greatness, how could I not be in a conversation with greatness? How does that make sense? Exactly. It doesn't. Like, and then people want to say, like, I've heard some people say even Kobe's never even, like, been a leader of his team like that. In the Redeem team, he wasn't even the best player on that. Incorrect. If people just actually paid attention, D-Wade is normally who people say was the best player because he had the best averages, put up the best stats, yada, yada, yada. Coming off the bench, by the way, which is impressive. But Kobe played defense. D-Wade said, if you watch the documentary, he said that Kobe was willing to make an impact on not just the offensive side, but the defensive side. So Kobe set the example defensively for everybody. All right. D-Wade would come in and would be more on the score type of role. He had more of the green light since he didn't have to focus on playing defense like that. Because Kobe, LeBron, like you got Kobe, you got Bron, you got Dwight. Like it's a lot of people, you know, like doing these playing defense. If they're doing that, then it's easier for D-Wade to score because he's not expending all his energy on defense. How is that so hard to comprehend? I don't understand. But also, if you paid attention, D-Wade is one that plays Spain. D-Wade told Kobe, just go. Just hoop. No holding back. We'll give you the green light. And what did Kobe do? it's that simple. Kobe balled out. Kobe jabbed three from the wing, laced it, finger over the mouth. Like, I don't understand how people can say he wasn't the best player on that team. Like, he played both sides. If Kobe wanted to turn up, he will turn up. When they gave him the green light to not just play defense, he turned up. How is Kobe not in top five? How is Kobe not barely top 10? Like, come on, man. What are we talking about right now? Give Kobe the respect he deserves, man. And before I end this podcast, I want to talk about one more thing. Where did this narrative come from that says we only said Kobe's top three after he died? I don't know who started that narrative, but man, it kills me. It kills me because everybody who says that, I guarantee you just started watching basketball, because that is not true. Almost every single person, when Kobe was still playing, when Kobe was still alive, had Kobe top three, let alone top five. Every single person. I kid you not. And then it was like a couple months after he died, still top three. And then all of a sudden, as it got into 2021, oh, Kobe's not top three. He's not top five. And it keeps getting worse and worse. Now it's people saying Kobe not the best Laker of all time. What? We got people saying that Elgin Baylor, Jerry West is better than Kobe. Come on, man. What are we? Who started this narrative? Because people will just see something and just roll with it. Like, that's not true. That's not true. No, everybody had Kobe as one of the greats when he was playing, when he was still alive. But people nowadays keep saying, oh, Kobe wasn't even that good. And you got these new people that's watching basketball that's starting to say, oh, yeah, Kobe actually really wasn't that good, when I ain't even get to watch none of it. I'm here to just shut all that down. Give Kobe the respect he deserves, man. Come on now. Come on now. Top three, top five. At least put Kobe top five. Like, all these Kobe is at least, like, come on, man. But with that being said, I'm in the podcast now. Thank you, everybody, that's been tuning in to B-Ball Central. I appreciate all the support. If anybody wants to go and argue from this point on, be my guest. I'm here for it. And I will debunk everything you have to say. But until next time, thank you guys for listening to the podcast. Hope you guys are having a great day regardless. At the end of the day, it's all love, you feel me? I just love talking about hoops. But hope you guys have a good day. Push yourself to do something new every single day. Don't procrastinate. Make sure you guys inspire, make sure you guys build a relationship with other people. And I'm going to catch y'all until next time.